Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, April 13th. Today's fast-moving snowstorm will help the snowpack in the state, but recent reports indicate a record low year for a snowpack that is rapidly melting. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, state weather experts say that snow levels farther north are faring better after the recent storm, but southern regions in the state are already drying out. Snowpack levels in river basins around the state typically reach their peaks and spring runoff begins around now. But this year, experts say the San Juan River Basin in southwest Colorado is likely to have already peaked at 50% of normal, and the Gunnison River Basin may also have peaked at 58%. The upper Rio Grande Basin is melting at a much faster rate than usual. Many snow measurement sites are recording the lowest snowpacks on record in southern Colorado. Further, sites on the Grand Mesa are showing snowpacks at less than half of average and at or near record low levels. Meanwhile, the storm that hit northern Colorado watersheds several days ago brought up to 2.5 feet of snow. The Yampa River Basin snowpack is at 80% of seasonal peak levels, and the upper Colorado River Basin is at 77% of peak. Colorado's statewide snowpack was at 70% of median on Tuesday, up from 68% at the start of the month. Some streams already are running below average levels, with predictions that spring and summer stream flows in Colorado will be between 30 and 70% of normal. And in a related feature story, water managers throughout the West are already sounding the alarm about less water flowing in streams and reservoirs. But as Luke Runyon reports, there's another factor that could make things even worse.
Jeff Derry is waist-deep in a snow pit he's digging high up in the San Juan Mountains in southwestern Colorado.
See a little bit of an ice crust there.
Think of it like the rings of a tree. If you dig deep enough, you'll see the entire winter's story, made up of layers of snow. But today, we're hunting for something else.
I'd be curious if you're going to be able to see the dust event that we had on February 18th, 19th.
Yeah.
Because it is very subtle.
Derry is director of the Center for Snow and Avalanche Studies in the nearby town of Silverton. Every spring, he digs snow pits like this one all over the southern Rocky Mountains.
It's very qualitative in a sense. You know, you go out and you look for it, you dig, you look around, you see what you see.
And then we see it. Barely. About 7 inches down is a beige-colored band of dust.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very faint.
Right
but,
there?
Yep.
Is that what you're seeing?
Yep.
That's what I'm seeing.
So why is this important? Well, eventually this snow will melt and empty into the Colorado River watershed, which provides water for some 40 million people in the Southwest. And this tiny little strip of dust has the potential to completely upend how we manage water.
Okay.
To illustrate how this works, let's head to my bathtub. When there's no dust on the snow, it's brilliantly white. It reflects the sun and melts off slow and steady, like a drip from a faucet. This is what water managers love. It's predictable, but when you add in dust, the complications begin. The snow gets darker, and it absorbs more sunlight, meaning things speed up. Snowpack melts from the top down, so if we run into another dust layer buried further down, the more this goes on, the faster the tub, or our reservoirs in this case, fills up. Not only does this make managing water harder, it can also upset mountain ecosystems, stress wildlife, and potentially lengthen the wildfire season. Most of the dust that's settled in places like the San Juan Mountains comes from the desert southwest, from farming, oil and gas drilling, cattle grazing, recreation, and residential development.
It's kind of a slow crisis. It's a slow disaster.
Rich Reynolds is an emeritus researcher with the U.S. Geological Survey in Denver.
It's not like a hurricane. It's not like an earthquake or a volcano.
In the last 50 years, as the Sun Belt boomed, scientists have recorded a dramatic rise in the amount of dust being deposited on snow. And Reynolds says reversing the trend won't be an easy task.
There's no one-size-fits-all in terms of mitigation for these kinds of source areas. Plus, these are large, large areas.
And then there's climate change. University of Utah hydrologist Mackenzie Skiles recently co-authored a study that looked at which is the greater threat to snowpack, warmer temperatures or dust.
What we found looking at those two in this region is that it was actually dust that controlled snowmelt timing and magnitude and sort of how fast snow ran out of the mountains. As opposed to temperature, we didn't see any relationship with temperature at all.
Back in the San Juan Mountains, dust detective Jeff Derry says the area is ground zero for this problem.
We're located at the headwaters of four major watersheds, and our mountain systems are undergoing change on a fundamental level.
And because the mountain range is a key part of an already overtaxed Colorado River system, he says everyone in the seven states that depend on the river should be concerned. I'm Luke Runyon.
This story is part of ongoing coverage of the Colorado River, produced in partnership with public media station KUNC in northern Colorado, with financial support by the Walton Family Foundation. Lawmakers are debating a bill that would allow voters in small counties to elect their commissioners according to the districts that they live in. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Senate Bill 221, which won approval in a Senate committee on Tuesday, was introduced by Montrose Republicans Don Corum and Mark Catlin. The bill would allow counties with fewer than 70,000 residents to send a ballot measure to voters that would call on their commissioners to be elected by district rather than countywide. Of the 64 counties in Colorado, 52 would be eligible to make the change. For example, Delta County has three districts covering the Greater Delta area, Cedar Edge and the Surface Creek area, and the North Fork Valley. Commissioners from those districts are elected by voters countywide. Under the new ballot measure, if it passes, voters in each district would vote only for the representative of their district, rather than voting countywide for all three. The bill currently being debated, which lawmakers have tried and failed to get through the legislature in years past, allows the commissioners themselves to send such a measure to the ballot. If they don't, the measure allows voters to petition the question onto their local ballots. After passage in committee, Senate Bill 221 now heads to the full Senate floor for more debate. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.